Amen. All right. Good to be saved, isn't it?
Amen.
Thank God for the blessings of the Lord. Good to be here. Thank the Lord for the goodness and mercy. Thank the Lord for that good message a while ago.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God for that. Preaching, I like preaching. And somebody asked me, well, did I still preach against sin? I said, I hadn't seen it get any better. Amen. Amen. So I see more of it than I do any less of it. I see less influence of God in these days that we're living in. Amen. Yes, sir. Well, do pray for us. We are a church plant on the eastern shore of Maryland. And now that we are hoping when I get back home, we'll be selling on a piece of on a property, a house there, that we're going to convert into a church building, Lord willing. And, of course, got a picture and my prayer card back out on the table. Pick him up, and we do pray the Lord help us. We do need some support. If we get some support, we certainly appreciate that. But somebody asked, how much, what percent of support do you have? I must have 100. God's taking care of me. Amen. But I'm still asking. Amen. Hallelujah. But anyway, so you pray for us, so God will help us. And, of course, amen up there. And the Lord will establish this church and see it for the glory of God and see God do something for it. Then also representing Wanton Baptist Missions, we're kind of like a Marine Corps. We're just looking for a few men. Amen. Good men. Amen. Amen. Our standards are right. We are a local church minister, mission agency. Amen. Marvin Curtis is the pastor of the church and Walton Baptist Missions, the head of that. And then Brother Jenkins is the director of it. Robert Jenkins, he's the director, and I'm a representative of it. We've got several missionaries already serving on foreign fields and here in the States. And so if you're interested in having a mission agency, so we don't call it a board, because the pastor is the, and that church is the board, amen. And but it's a mission agency, and if you're interested in having a mission agency, being part of a mission agency that's got the standards and convictions of old-time religion and Baptists, amen. I said Baptists, hallelujah. Then we're certainly be interested in talking to you about that. So leaf is on the table there concerning it. Pick them up if you're interested and look at that. And then the Lord help us on that. All right. Amen. Well, Brother Hall, he's gone. Amen. Well, he can flag me down, I reckon. Amen. All right. Open your Bibles to 2 Timothy chapter number 2. 2 Timothy chapter number 2. Amen. Stand, please. We'll read the God's holy word, the infallible word of God. We'll read a couple of verses of scripture, then try to start on what God has for us and dealt with my heart about this morning. Amen. 2 Timothy, in my study in this book, I see the man of God is encouraging the young man of God. He's encouraging the young man of God. And certainly if there's any time the young man of God needs to be encouraged is in this day that we're living in. When there's so much things upon them to cause them to compromise and give in and give up to this generation, we need some young men coming out to, amen, standing for God. Amen. These days we're living in. And so I see that. Well, I'll start in chapter number 2 and verse number 1. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things which thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Therefore, endue hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, and no man that warreth entangleth himself in the affairs of this life, and has that he may please him who have chosen him to be a soldier. And if a man also strive for magistrate, yet is he not crowned, except he strive lawfully. He's not crowned, except he strive lawfully. May the Lord add his blessings to the reading of his holy word this morning. Would you pray for us? Amen. Ask the Lord to help me today. I, Heavenly Father, as I come to thee, I thank you for your grace, your love, and your mercy. I thank you, Lord, today I call upon that name above every name, my Heavenly Father, and your good Heavenly Father. And I thank thee and I praise you.
for that. Now, help me now, Lord. I need thee. If I've ever needed the power of the Holy Ghost, I need thee right now. And I pray in Jesus' name. I said those things that you won't send to the glory of God and for the purpose of the gospel. Save souls and touch people's hearts today. May the Holy Ghost have free access. And well, thank you. Thank you for the messages that we've already heard and the message this morning. Thank you for that. And help us now, Lord, to be a help to some soul. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen and amen. Thank you. You may be seated. Amen. I want to take from a text of scripture this morning, verse number 1, and start there. Thou, therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Be strong that is in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. We're living in that age today when we've got a lot of preachers preaching a weak grace. Hey, preaching the weak grace, and that's preaching the strong grace of God. I believe the grace of God is a strong grace of God. Amen. And so he tells Timothy here to be strong in the grace of God. Some people have made in this daily preaching message just as making the grace of God weak, that it cannot, that it's not able to not able to help you. But he's telling Timothy here for him to be strong in the grace of God. Over in the book of Hebrews in chapter number 2 and verse number 9, the Bible says, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, for the sufferings of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. It said our Lord Jesus found the grace of God and had the grace of God to taste death for us. I'm glad for that this morning, aren't you? I'm glad he was able to take that taste of that death. And for the man is the soul that has sinned, amen, shall die. But I'm glad, thank God, brother, that Jesus had tasted death for each and every one of us. And so this grace of God is so great to us. So we see in John's Gospel and chapter number 1, verse number 17, it said, grace and truth came by Jesus Christ. He gave us grace. Amen. Yes. And for by grace are you saved through faith, that not of yourself. It is a gift of God, lest any man should boast. But we live in them day and age, my friend, when they've taken they have made it a lascivious grace rather than the strong grace of God in this hour that we're living in. Over in the book of Romans in chapter number 5, in Romans chapter number 5, the Bible says, and therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into his grace, wherein we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. I'm thankful for grace. Amen. Thank God for his marvelous grace and his good grace today. But he said his grace to stand. Amen. All the living in this day we're living in, when it looks like everything's closing in on us, as far as wildness and sinfulness, everything is approaching us so much. But I'm glad, thank God, that the grace of God is still able to help a man stand in this hour that we're living in. I'm afraid, brother friend, the problem is those who we're claiming that's failed by the grace of God, the problem is they have never known the grace of God. Amen. No rather than having those in there falling to it. So he says there, Paul said to the church in Rome, there, brother friend, by whom also we have access by faith into his grace wherein we stand. So he tells Timothy to be strong in the grace of God. And therefore, Paul said to the church at Rome, he said, brother friend, for you, we stand in the grace of God. Now, I believe that's grace for every need, grace for every trial, grace for every heartache. Amen. Now, I'm not a young man starting off preaching. I've been preaching for a little while and been through a lot of trial. But I can say to you, thank God, the grace of God has been sufficient for our lives. And the grace of God has been sufficient to keep us out of the world. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm surprised at how many people today are trying to justify sin. Amen. Here comes this man and his wife. Amen. You mentioned sin, they'll start justifying it. You look at his wife, she got on her breeches and her hair bobbed off. Amen. No wonder he's trying to justify sin. Amen. And we got more people today trying to justify sin than they are, but they're trying to warn people to stay away from sin. Amen. Yes, sir. Some preacher get up in the pulpit, you know. And so he tried to justify and make fun of a little sin. But Paul told Timothy, be strong in the grace of God. Amen. And so be strong in God's grace. And I'm glad we need to be strong and find the grace of God for every need and every trial. Amen. That there is in our lives. I certainly song. Look over in the book of Hebrews and chapter number 12 and verses number 15. In Hebrews chapter number 12 and verses number 15, the Bible said, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest a root of bitterness spring up and trouble you, whereby many may be defiled. Amen. That's the failure of it. Now, Paul warned Timothy, he said, be strong, man, this grace in these days, amen, of Hollywood and television and within the internet and everything coming into the home and excess of everything in the home. Within many are failing at the grace of God. And the Bible said, make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. Amen. You may got saved and I got saved and I believe in holiness, but I'm going to tell you, thank God, it's flesh. But if it is still to be not tempted, that's flesh, but it's in his heel. Hey, we've got the devil in the world, but it can still work on us flesh, and you can fail at the grace of God. And when you fail at the grace of God, hey, bitterness ring up, you'll defile many along the way. Amen. As the preacher just preached, our walk, amen, has to do with it. Amen. I pass out tracts every week and go and visit and talk to people every week at a little church of two families. Amen. Last month we made almost 500 contacts just as two families. So, amen. And I do that. But I want to tell you, my walk in that community is more important than me passing out a tract. Amen. Hallelujah. I tell them, amen, the church, I say, if you ain't going to walk it, don't pass it out. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. If you ain't a Christian down on that job, if you don't live for God down on that job, keep the tracks out of your pocket, in your pocket, and don't give them out. Amen. Hallelujah. We got too much easy to believe this living out there. Amen. We talk about easy believing in a salvation, but we got too much easy believing in preaching. They taught a King James Bible, but they got an NIV lifestyle. Say amen right there. Amen. Yes, sir. Well, amen. So Paul said that bitterness. He said, amen, looking diligently, lest a man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness spring up and trouble you, and whereby many be defiled. One of the things of Apostle Paul was, he was afraid, said, I don't want to be a shipwreck that, amen, I've preached to others. I don't want to let down. Oh, if there's ever been a day we that are getting gray-headed, amen, and I have been preachers, if there's ever a day, it's important that we wind up right, wind up preaching the Bible, living the Bible. It's this day for the young generation that's coming on behind us, amen. Yes, sir. Oh, yes. Oh, but friend, the power and the touch of God has to do with that grace. Well, he said, looking diligently. Amen. Looking diligently, and he may fail. Well, there's a possibility of failing of the grace of God. as a possibility of failing. He said, amen. When you fail of the grace of God, watch what he says in verse number 16. Lest there be a fornicator, a profane person as Esau, who was of one morsel of meat, sold his birthright. For you know how that after when he would have inherited the blessings, he rejected. He was rejected and he found no place for repentance, though he sought for it carefully. He said, let's say fornicator. A fornicator in the house of God. I believe my little friend, one of the reasons we have so much fornication, adultery, and homosexuality going on in our churches today is the lack of preaching. Brother, you ought to be preaching, and brother, then name those, and the Holy Ghost working with the Word of God in the hearts of souls and people. Amen. Yes, sir. We need to tighten it up if there's ever been a chance. Well, look what Brother James had to say over there, brother. Amen. In James chapter number 4. In James chapter number 4, Brother James had a few things to say about the grace of God. Amen. I'm talking about God's grace. I'm talking about, hey, let's don't preach a weak grace. Amen. Let's don't preach a weak grace. Be strong in the grace of God. Be strong in it. Amen. Be strong in it. Well, amen. So we was talking, Brother Blue was talking to a couple there at the breakfast out this morning, and he had to leave, and then I got in the conversation, got to talking to him, and of course, and they tried to justify this Louisiana singer. What was his name? Amen. Swagger, yeah, swagger, amen, amen. Trying to start justifying swagger. I said, whoa, wait a minute, amen, amen. I'm telling you, and the man claims he's a Baptist. I ain't never heard such a mess in all my life. Amen, but I'm telling you, amen. See, we in the day and age when they justify in sin, rather than say, amen, that you have failed of the grace of God, amen, and that grace of God is how to keep you out of sin, amen. As the preacher preached a while ago. Well, James chapter number 4. Look what Brother James had to say about that. In James chapter number 4, verse number 6. But he giveth more grace. Yeah, amen. He giveth more grace. Where he finds it, whereby he said, God resisteth the proud, but giveth more grace unto the humble. Submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Hallelujah. Amen. I thank God the grace of God is there to help us to resist Satan, resist sin, and my blessing and goes and live for God. And but he said, he'll give more grace. Amen. He gives more grace. Yes, sir, I'm glad it does. Well, I thought when I first got saved, if I could get the victory over cigarettes, I sure knew what had to be. Amen. Yes, sir. Man, if I could get, I'd be a mature as a Christian if I could get the victory over cigarette. If I could ever do that, hallelujah. Well, amen. And amen. Why God gave me the victory over cigarettes? Then he started working on something else. Yeah, my stereo got saved. Amen. I got saved. My refrigerator got saved. Amen. And I tried to save the television. I couldn't, so I threw that out. Hallelujah. It never did get converted. Amen. Amen. The television never did get converted. You hear me? If you got one, yours ain't converted in your house. Amen. He said not to bring the abominable thing into thy house, lest you become like unto it. Amen. And that's the reason you fail of the grace of God. Amen. Amen. You let somebody else have more influence on you than the Word of God. Amen. Come on now, I can't do my own. Amen. I've done it for 40-some years. I can do it again. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Where I'm at, I almost do my own preaching, my own singing. Amen. Pray God, my own amen and my own offering giving. Hallelujah. Amen. So I can do it. I've done it for about 12 years. I can do it again if I have to. Amen. Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. Y'all dried up on that television. Amen. Somebody get that internet in your house. And that's weaker than the television. Because you can get more interactive with somebody personally on that internet than you can on the television. Amen. Amen. Then you wonder why your wife running off with another man, or your husband running off with another woman, or your children meeting some grown man somewhere, or married man. You bought it in your house, and now you're paying for it. Amen. Hallelujah. You're quiet. Amen. Oh, yes, sir. I'm going to tell you, amen. We have let up on what the grace of God is. We've let up with God's grace, and we've made a weak grace to this generation. We've made a weak grace to this generation. Yes, sir. God said He gives more grace. He gives more grace. And He continues. You know, I'm looking for more grace, not less grace. I'm looking for more grace. Being dead to this flesh, being dead to this world, being dead to Herbert Williamson, more than less grace in this life. Well, grace. He gives more grace. Amen. Submit yourself, He said, therefore unto God, resist the devil, and he will flee from thee. Well, they're saved, good man. And they know the Holy Ghost. And amen, do things. I'm telling you, amen. It's a strange thing what I'm hearing preached today. It's a strange thing what I'm hearing preached today. Do you know what we can do today? People can commit murder, lie, cheat, adultery, everything. And some independent Baptists get them talking about how they used to be full of God. Well, my Bible said we know that no murderer hath eternal life abiding in him. 1 John 3:16. Amen. That's what it says. Amen. I don't care how much you may appear to have the grace of God, how much you may appear to have the power of God. If he's murdering people, amen, but if he's a lost hell bouncer, we just want to put Judas in heaven. Amen. That's right. What's the difference? Amen. That's right. What's the death? Oh, weak grace. Weak grace. Well, that's strong grace. I thank God. Well, it was strong enough to get me out of sin. It was strong enough to save me. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. Pick me up out of this. Woo! Hallelujah to God. Amen. Well, I got saved on Thursday. Amen. Thursday night. God saved us, oh boy. You believe that? Hallelujah. God saved us. Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. About 2 weeks later on Sunday morning, about 5 o'clock, came a bump to knocking at my back door. Went back in, I stood my buddy, and run with him. A bunch of them out in the car, them passed out. Amen. Asleep. And he come walking in with a fifth of liquor in his hand. Amen. Amen. Set the fifth of liquor on the kitchen table. And he said, Herbert, I said, boss, man, where you been for the last 2 weekends? We hadn't seen you, come to check on you, see what's wrong with you. I said, Gene, you sit down here. Amen. I got something to tell you, buddy. Amen. He said, well, he sat down. I said, hey, I got saved the other Thursday night. He said, I heard you done got some religion. I said, no, I had that before. This time I got saved. Amen. Hallelujah. That's the difference between having religion and getting saved. You know that? Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Well, thank God. I told him, we'll get those out. We'll throw them all up, get some coffee out. My wife will get up there and fix some breakfast. And we'll eat breakfast and all go to church. Amen. He grabbed that liquor bottle by the neck and went out to do his Herbert. He said, we run together for quite a few years. He said, it won't be but a couple of weeks before you'll be back with me. Amen. Well, that's been over 40-some years, and I ain't got back with him yet. Hallelujah! Glory to God! Woo! Thank God! I've got grace of God. It's sufficient to save a man. Amen. And help a man and keep a soul in. Woo! Hallelujah to God. Yes, sir. Like some of y'all acting like you loved your sins more than you did God. Amen. Sin must not have done to y'all what it done to me. I hated it, buddy. I hate what the devil and sin done in my life. I hate it. Amen. Amen. I hadn't fell in love with it since I got saved. I hate it more today. I have to fight this old flesh. I have to fight the lust of this world. I have to fight the lust of this flesh. I don't like the battle I'm going through. Amen. I got to have preaching to stay there right. Oh, yes, sir. Well, amen. So, more grace. Amen. He gives grace. that grace of God, more grace. James says, the grace of God. Look what Peter had said about it. Look over in 1 Peter, in chapter number 5, verse number 12. 1 Peter, chapter number 5, and verse number 12. He said, by Silvanus, a faithful brother to you, as I suppose, I've written briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God wherein we stand. What did he say about it? He said, he's a faithful brother. This is the true grace of God. Amen. The grace of God, the true grace of God, makes you be a faithful brother.
Amen.
We live in a day and age when they're quitting and stopping.
Yep.
All us past preachers are trying to do this. I've seen the Lord down the world, man. Went there, amen, been preaching. That's what God sent me there to do, to preach. And they don't like Southern, my style of preaching. That don't make no difference. God still sent me there. They rub me, stick my hand in the pocket, and say, you're all so good today. And something wonderful is going to happen to you today. Amen. The grace of God. That's been so real. But he says, a faithful brother. We have a lot of people quitting, stopping, going down the road. How in the world can that happen? One Sunday testifying, boy, this is the best church. I ain't been in a church this way. The truth is it. This is where the grace of God is it. Boy, in heaven, my family. And the next Sunday, they're going down the road. Somebody that ain't standing for nothing. Huh? Here's the true grace of God. Now, you can run after that bunch all you want to. You can run out your vehicle all you want to. I'm going to wear mine out preaching. Amen. I'm not running after that bunch of them. They don't stand with the true grace of God. I went by and see them once or twice, and that's it. They done with me, I'm done with them. And I think if they done with me, they done with God. Say amen. It'll take God to get them. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, amen. He said, here's the truth. Here's an example of the true grace of God. Is in a faithful man, a faithful person. That's faithful. Here's the true grace of God. God can make a man be faithful. Amen. Here's one person in church. They have every reason, almost there is, as far as the reason concerned to quit church, they keep on going. Here's another family, amen, a little baby gets some running nose, and the whole family has to stay home and wipe that baby's nose. Amen. Yes, sir. Well, amen. I'm telling you, the grace of God. Some people come to church aching, hurting, painful, sick. Here comes somebody else, amen. They stumped a toe somewhere or another, and they got to stay home. Where's the true grace of God? Where's the true grace of God? Thank God for faithful men and faithful people. Amen. I thank God. Hey, if you're not going to live up to a testimony, when you get ready thinking about quitting church, you better remember what you stood up in church and testified to. If you're getting ready to quit the church and quit God, you better stand up and remember what you testified to, what you said in a testimony ceremony. Oh, yes, sir. Well, so he talked about him. Amen. He said, right briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God wherein you stand. Let's stand. Young men, let's stand. Young men, amen. Get some hatred for sin in your craw, a love for sinners, amen, and a greater love for God and being true and faithful for God. And stand there, amen. Set your feet down and stand. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Amen. Stand. I remember when I was getting basic training. He took me out there, amen, to a warehouse. And I got out in the middle of the night. Gave me an M14 rifle. They said, now you walk around this God, this building. You are the God of this building. You're not letting nothing get in this building. You're to protect, let nobody touch this building and get close to it. You better walk around it on the rest of the night and guard it. I said, what's in it, Sarge? He said, nothing. But you got to guard it. Amen. I had to guard that building. Walk around there all night long. Why couldn't I just went up there, sat down inside a tree and took a nap? Hallelujah. He told me to stand to guard on that building. Huh? My orders were to guard that building. Amen. I said, so I said, Sergeant, why do I have to do this? He said, because I'm training you to go to Vietnam to die. Amen. I want you to go there and get killed. So go ahead and guard that building. Amen. Well, hallelujah. I done him on that. Amen. Thank God I got back. And a battalion commander called me up there. Somebody blowed up the truck and blowed up seven men got killed in it. Amen. Didn't have a truck driver call me up there. And he said, Williamson, we just lost our truck driver out hauling supplies. And says, amen. Seven said, I want you to start hauling supplies for us. I said, sir. He said, what? I said, I don't have a military driving license. He said, you do now. They tighten it up out there for you. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So I assigned me a Jeep, a three-quarter, a deuce and a half, and a five-ton. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, sir. I passed them lieutenants. Howdy, lieutenant. Boom. Amen. Going on. But anyway, amen. He said, now, Williamson, you take better care of that. That's our United States government equipment. Amen. That belongs to the army. And that army's equipment is as precious. Those vehicles are precious. And you take better care of them. I kind of cursed boy. I'm kind of a little bit slow, you know. And I said, wait a minute. And I started to leave. And I turned and I come back and salute. I said, sir. He said, what's that, Williamson? I said, I believe you. I'm going to try to take care of better care of Williamson. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, sir. Amen. Yes, sir. Well, anyway. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. I'm going to thank God for the grace of God. And I'm saying, hey, here's the true grace of God. I've been being faithful. He says there, Timothy said, amen, the next verse, he said, these things are delivered to faithful men, amen. Yes. He said to a faithful woman. Right. You know, there's no qualification in the Bible for a woman's husband that's a preacher. You can't find no qualification, but you can find a preacher for a preacher, for a preacher's wife. But you can't find a woman preacher, a husband, no qualification for him. Right. Wonder why? Because there ain't no such a thing. Right. Amen. That's a foreign object. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, sir. Well, amen. The grace of God. I'm saying to you, men, get over to the grace of God. God will give you grace for your trial, for your tribulation, for your problems. You're going to get disappointed. You're going to get disheartened. You're going to get discouraged. Isaiah said, when Isaiah, I believe it was Isaiah 42, Isaiah said, asked the Lord, said, help me. Lord, I'm discouraged, intervene for me. I'm I believe that's right. Amen. Well, I turn away from reading. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't let the devil, amen, outdo me now. Amen. I'll find it over here somewhere or another. It's in the book. He said, it's 38:14. Like a crane and a swallow, so did I chatter. I did mourn as a dove. My eyes fell with looking upward. Oh, Lord, he says, I'm oppressed. Undertake for me. You're going to get oppressed. Amen. But the grace of God can help you. The grace of God will take you through. The grace of God will take you regardless of how many walks off and leave you. Regardless of how many forsake you. Amen. Thank God the grace of God. And as Isaiah prayed, oh God, I'm oppressed. I need you. Oh Lord, you can hear me. He's crying, oh Lord, undertake for me. Hey, the grace of God can undertake for you. Amen. The grace of God can undertake. Yes, sir. Well, look in Ephesians in chapter number 6. Ephesians in chapter number 6. Amen. Amen. They used the word of God. Kind of like Brother 100. What was that? Humphrey said a while ago, I'm losing more than I'm gaining these days in memory. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Ephesians in chapter number 6. Verse number 10. Finally, brethren, be strong in the Lord. Being strong. You don't need to be weak.
don't want to get up like this, Brother Todd. We don't want to get up here and act like we're going to upset somebody. If you ain't living right, that's what I'm here for, to upset you. Amen. It's what God called me for. You're not living where you ought to live. I'm here to upset you. I ain't supposed to, but you ain't living like you ought to live. I ain't supposed to get up here and make you feel good. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm supposed to upset you. And if I'm not upsetting you, you ought to be hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Somebody be like old boy down in North Carolina down there preaching. And, amen. Preaching down there in a little log cabin church. And little boy sat up on the front row. Boy, he was amen and me, girding on with me. Hallelujah, boy. He said, you're telling them now, preacher. Get them. Amen. You're telling them now, preacher. Get them. And while the Holy Ghost labors to get on them cigarettes, I got on them and say, uh-oh, you done got me now. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm telling you. Amen. Bye. Look what you're talking about. Hey, stand where God says stand. Preach, amen. You ought to make people that's not living right uneasy at the house of God. But see, the reason they're packing them out down the road, they don't make them uneasy. Amen. And if people don't have the true grace of God, they'll run off down there where they're at. Amen, amen. I know some of y'all don't agree with that, but I'm going to tell you anyhow. Amen. That's right. Amen. Well, look over in Ephesians. Amen. He says, what finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. See, if you're working in your strength, you ain't going nowhere, no way. Amen. In the power. Talked about that power last night. See, the grace of God is powerful for you to go on. Amen. Father, my brother, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to what? Stand against the wiles of the devil. Hey, if you God's man, you're going to be attacked by Satan. And he knows how to bother you worse than anybody else. He knows how to get to you quicker than anybody else. He knows how to get to you quicker than your wife knows how to get to you. Amen. Yes, sir. He can get to you. I'm telling you, your young folks, in the way y'all smiling about that now. Amen. I'm telling you. Well, that's what I tell my young girls at the church. I tell them, hey, that God's will for them is to learn to make biscuits before they get married and to make babies, to learn how to make babies after they get married. Say amen. 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 Yes, sir. But anyway, amen. Throwed me off my track. What I'm saying. But anyway, let's go. He said, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Therefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the evil day, having done all to stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girded about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace." Hallelujah. "Above all things, taking the shield of faith, whereby you shall be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked." It's going to be after you, young men. And thank God, Brother Joel's here. Amen. One time, Brother Hall, I counted up one time, it was 21 preachers in the ministry while I was in Kentucky. One preacher. And I got one left that I can fellowship with. That's Brother Hall, Joe. Out of that 20 and something that was there. Amen. I'm telling you, amen. You need to stand. You stand, brother friend. You're going to have friends that you think is your friends going to turn against you. Yeah. You're going to have those, amen, going apart, amen. Amen. Got Brother Tim back there now, and he's a professional wrestler. I don't know if we're going to take him on or not. Amen. But I'm telling you, amen. But anyway, amen. I'm telling you, amen. Huh? Oh, listen to us. Amen. Stand, young men. You're going to fight. Yep. It's a battlefield, brother, not a recreation room. Yep. Amen, young man. You're your daddy and your granddaddy. Amen. Standing for God. Amen. Stand for God. Amen. Learn from them. Make up your mind. I'm going to stand for God. Amen. Amen. Going for God. Amen. Yeah, stand for the Lord. God help. Maybe some young man in here today or in this meeting walk down here and say, God, here am I. Send me.
Be like Isaiah. Amen. 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 Am I able to defend? See the Lord. Get your eyes off of this world and off the kings of it. And so I saw the Lord high and exalted and lifted up. And then he said, who shall go for me? Who shall I send? And he said, here am I, Lord. Send me. Amen. I believe you have to be sent by God. As a preacher preached a while ago, there's no such a thing of volunteering for this thing of preaching. I'll be God, so amen. You can volunteer if you want to, but I can read the scripture in the text of the scripture. Unless you strive lawfully, there's no crown. And amen, they can volunteer all day. I've just volunteered, and God didn't stop me. Amen, brother friend. And God ain't going to stop you from doing some sin, even if you decide you want to do it. Amen. Bunch of junk. And they tell people just volunteer. No, you let God get in here and say, God, here I am, send me. And then let him call you. Amen. Get on the altar and say, here I am, send me. Send me, yes, sir. Well, amen. So he says, amen. Here's the armor. Be strong. Stand. God is looking for a few men that will stand. God is looking for a young man who got backbone enough to stand. Young missionaries here, hallelujah. Get on that field and preach. Preach. I get sick of hearing about missionaries. Get up in America and they know where to preach. Then get to their field, then get away and they let up. Huh? That ain't a missionary. Amen. No, surely. I got to let up. These people don't take it. Them Yankees where I'm at didn't like it either, but I'm still there and I'm still preaching. Amen. I didn't change the suit them to get a crowd.
Right.
Amen. Yes, sir. I'm telling you, amen. Oh, yes, sir. Well, amen. Look at what he says. Amen. Well, let's turn with me to 2 Corinthians. I'm getting ready to. I ring out. Quit. I ain't through, but I just quit. 2 Corinthians chapter number 12. Paul talking about the standing, the grace of God. 2 Corinthians chapter number 12, verse number 7. Abundant grace of God. Verse number 7. And at least I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations that was given to me in the throne in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to buffer me, lest I should be exalted above measure. God lets things come in your life and put things in your life you don't understand it, but to keep you be from over becoming proud and exalted. Amen. Even God could take it out of it, but he keeps it. Remember Israel? Israel come out of Egypt, got in the wilderness, and they went over into Canaan land. God said, now I've left some of the heathen over there and called them names. I left them there to try you. What's he talking about? I left them there to see if you'd be faithful. And God's going to put certain things in your life, like he did Paul, to see if you'll stay faithful. Things that will buffer you. Things, amen, that will try you. Amen. He said, unless I be exalted above me, for this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that he might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient. Whatever God, the battle you have with Satan, the battle you have with your flesh, God doesn't take it away. Yet he's got it there. Amen. And he'll give you grace. Amen. Go on, amen. He'll give you grace to keep on. He's using that to keep you from getting humble.
Right.
I mean, keeping you from getting proud, to keep you humble. Huh? Oh, yes, sir. The grace of God. Amen. He said, this thing you have besought him thrice. But he said, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most glad is therefore will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Amen. I'm not, brother friend, going to have the power of God unless I have a victory over those things that are troubling me and those things that are temptation to me. I got the only way to attain the power of God, brother friend, and find grace to keep on going in the way. Through every trial. Through every trial. Hell yeah. Therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities and in reproaches, in necessities, in persecution, in distress, for Christ's sake, of whom I am weak. For when I am weak, then am I strong.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, yeah. See, weakness is when God manifests his strength. Weakness when God manifests his strength. Look back in chapter number 2.
Amen. I close. Amen. I reckon. Chapter number 2. Amen. 2 Corinthians. Look at what he says. In verse number 17 of 2 Corinthians chapter number 2. For we are not as many which corrupt the word of God, but as a sincerity, being sincere, but as of God, in the sight of God, speak we in Christ. He's sincere about this. Are you sincere? Are you really sincere about living for God?
Amen.
If you're not, you ain't going to make it.
Right.
And there'll be grace if you're sincere. You sincere, there'll be the grace of God. Romans chapter 6, won't turn over there. But shall we continue in sin where grace abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Grace. The grace of God don't keep you in sin. And the grace of God will help you over your trial. Well,
amen.
Amen. I'm going to be as quick. Amen. But I'm telling you, young man, the grace of God will be sufficient for you.
Amen.
Think about what Brother Hart said here. Boy, the grace of God. You'll see the grace of God. That sinner over there.
Right.
He ain't got bitter. He's not getting mad. His wife house burned up. His wife was in the house when it burned up. He is if he's still preaching. Matter of fact, he's doing better. As far as I'm concerned, Brother Hall, he's doing better preaching now than he was before. The grace of God. Give him grace. That's the only way you took it, Brother Hart. That's the only way you kept on going, Brother Hart. That grace of God. But you were sincere about serving God. That's where you kept on going. You didn't get bitter and get all upset. Everything with God about that. You don't understand it, that's for sure. You don't know none of us. But God knows.
Amen.
God is using him.
Yes.
Why he found the grace of God.
Amen.
The grace of God. The grace of God. Brother Calvert back there and his precious wife. You don't understand all that. They found the grace of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen.